Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir, reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
Five, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Hey Dennis, where are you?
I am live from St. Louis, Missouri, at the St. Louis Convention Center for GEOINT 2021. Exciting times here in St. Louis.
So St. Louis, hopefully you're being safe.
Actually, it's very nice down here. Very nice. I'm staying right across from the arch, and the facilities here are great.
Why don't you stay in the arch?
Yeah, well, you can't. It's very small up there, too. I've been up there before.
Yeah. What does GEOINT stand for?
Geospatial Intelligence Symposium. It's hosted by the U.S. Geospatial Intelligence Forum, which is USGIF, Foundation. And they host the event every year. And this year it is in St. Louis. And next year, April 24th to the 27th, it will be in beautiful, sunny Denver, Colorado at the Gaylord Convention Center. So mark your calendars for April 24 to 27, 2022, if you are in the GEOINT world. What is GEOINT, if you don't know? Well, it's using geospatial data and imagery to develop products, whether they're commercial or for the Department of Defense. And a lot of it has to do with data analytics, basically taking all this data, crunching it, using it for whatever format you want to use, using different cameras and sensors and all kinds of different stuff. And so a lot of the folks here, there are nearly 200 exhibitors. There are over 200 speakers from government, industry, and academia. They also offer 36 hours of training and education sessions. So you can, if you're in the GEOINT space, there's a bunch of certifications you can get, and they actually host training for that. So I am currently outside the hall here, so it's not too noisy, but it's been a pretty exciting event. They had also different hubs, or tracks, basically. But if you were into the government, you could sit in that. Young Professionals, St. Louis, Enlightenment, and Innovation. St. Louis is making a big pitch to bring more geospatial-type industry here. The National Geospatial Agency is actually in St. Louis. They've got a very large presence and growing. There's currently about 2,000 to 3,000 people, and they think it's going to be 10,000 plus actually working here. They're building a huge facility south of downtown here. So, yeah, lots of exciting stuff going on.
Step back real quick. So I people need to fully understand what GEOINT is. I know you kind of walked through it, but is it mainly Intel stuff?
It can be used for everything from driving cars to, you know, on your phone, Google. When you put in Google Maps, that's GEOINT. When you do, want to track your package with FedEx, that's GEOINT. If you want to know where populations of buffalo are roaming across the prairies, that's GEOINT. If you want to.
So any data that comes from space, right?
Well, it's not always space. It can be UAVs. It can be high altitude platforms. There's quite a few UAV guys here, as well as space. But most of the people are ground. They basically use commercial data. And then if you work for the National Geospatial Agency, NGA, or if you work for the National Reconnaissance Office, NRO, or even Sandia Labs is here. If you work for those agencies, then you may use classified sources. But for the most part, a lot of that stuff's commercially available. So you can pull a lot of the data yourself.
Oh, okay. So yep. Along with that, just so people know, you're in St. Louis. I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And we are live. Live and remote.
That's right. We are both remote. I've got a small team down here with me. You're by yourself out there. As probably because nobody could would travel with you. I don't know.
That's
right. So yeah, so I'll be tomorrow morning we have to be down out in the field by like at what is it? Four o'clock in the morning, they say be out there.
What? For the balloon fest. They're down there for part of the Albuquerque, New Mexico Balloon Festival.
Exactly. So not only that, I guess there's a DOD contingent and small businesses kind of meet up, I guess, in different tents at the event. So we'll see what that's all about tomorrow. We'll probably do another recording tomorrow as well, just from there.
Yeah, some exciting stuff going on. If you're in the government contracting arena, you know, the events are back. We are wearing masks and they do have temperature scans. But beyond that, you know, everybody's real excited to be back, having conventions and meetings again. Lots of opportunities to know about what's going on. The government's all here. They were very upfront about where they're going in the next 15 years, actually out 35 years, they talked. The NGA has a large strategy of things going on, and the NRO was here this morning. They also have a strategy out there. So lots of stuff happening across the Department of Defense, across the U.S. government, and then commercially, you know, every industry uses geospatial intelligence now, geospatial information. And so there's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of opportunity if you're a contractor developing things. The NRO announced today that they're going to put out a BAA for the first time because they want to get new innovation going on. They actually started an accelerator here in St. Louis. Matter of fact, that's where I'm heading to as soon as we get done here. I'm going over to an organization called T-Rex, which basically is a NGA moonshot lab where they do all kinds of different technology demonstrations and development. So looking forward to seeing that tonight as well.
Well, you just kind of reminded me of something. So today, this morning, I went and toured. I met up with the New Space New Mexico folks and toured their brand new facility that they're going to get ready to open up probably by December. So those of you that want to kind of know what's going on, anything with New Space or what's going on in the Albuquerque area for aerospace and startups for aerospace and all that whole realm. That's New Space, New Mexico. So they're kind of the equivalent. They're our equal as the smalls. They're our equal down here. So,
right. And you went and toured the what's the name of it? The lab, the launch pad.
The launch pad. You're right.
Yeah, which is it's a co-use laboratory.
Yes, kind of for startups. If you're a 1-2 person company, you need to. You don't own. For example, 3D printers, but you got this great idea. You want to find a place to go sit down and work on that. They'll have all that equipment there. So I'm sure they'll have some type of monthly fee or something like that, where you can come in and go and try to learn how to start up, and they'll help you out with space at this facility. It's pretty cool. It's a big space. It's designed to be completely movable furniture, move stuff around as whatever is needed for whoever's using that place at the same time. They did say it was going to be 24/7, open 24/7, but support. And then AFRL is backing this project, trying to get more companies into the aerospace.
Right. And New Space New Mexico also has a co-working space in downtown Albuquerque as well, if you ever are in Albuquerque and need a space to work. So,
correct.
Yeah. And yep, there's a lot of called,
that Go facility ahead. Is called the Q space. Is that what it's called?
Q Station.
There you go.
You know, I'm in St. Louis, like 1,000 miles away, and I'm naming off the names of these. Q Station and Launchpad in New Mexico. New Space, New Mexico. Check them out online. New Space, New Mexico.
And then, of course, don't forget to check out us out at www.thesmalls.org, right?
That's right. That's right. So, again, if you guys are interested in geospatial intelligence, while you may have missed this conference, they are going to be back, as I mentioned, next year in April in Denver, and we will be there and hope to see you there, as well as lots of other conferences still going on this fall, and then in the spring of next year, the National Cyber Symposium, I believe, is in February at the Broadmoor, so that's coming up as well. So if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, please sign up. A lot of great activities going on. A lot of Colorado companies here, by the way, in the geospatial space. You have Maxar is one of the big sponsors here. Upslope was here, which is a small company. Also Sanborn, which does a lot of geospatial stuff. They're actually located in Colorado Springs, Colorado. They do customer-specific geospatial information and intelligence and analytics. So lots of good stuff from Colorado companies here as well. Even though I'm about 1,000 miles away, I actually got to link up with Sanborn for the first time face-to-face, so that was kind of exciting. So nice. Again, lots of cool stuff going on.
Well, I was just, I don't know. For those of you out there, I watch a website called spacenews.com. And I just noticed last night and today on their homepage, they got GeoInt 2021, the special coverage by Leidos. So
go ahead.
If you want to find out more about what Dennis is actually looking at, they've got tons and tons of articles explaining everything from soup to nuts on it.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on. A lot of good stuff. Well, Nate, I'm gonna bust out on you because I'm gonna head over. They supposedly have let me see what it says, an experience like no other, and then they also have a tour of a couple of their facilities, and a fascinating display of technological history and future. They actually have some stuff that they talk about St. Louis history, I guess, virtually. So it should be a cool deal. And St. Louis has a lot to offer down here, a lot of things to do, and like I said, the arch has been very cool. It's right outside my window, so that's been pretty neat. But
very cool.
Yeah, we'll get a picture posted on our site.
Yes, and I'll post some pictures from the Balloon Fiesta as well.
All right. Well, hey, Nate, thanks a lot for dialing me in, and thank you, everybody, for listening today, and I hope to see you at one of these conferences here. By the way, I will be next week at the Association for Proposal Management Professionals, APMP, bid and proposal conference, which is being hosted at the Gaylord Conference Center in Denver, Colorado this year. So if you're there, give me a shout out, and love to chat with you, and hope to see folks there at the APMP bid and proposal conference. Check them out online if you want to. I think it's apmp.org. And other than that, we'll hope to see you guys at some of these upcoming events.
Awesome. Well, thanks for dialing in, and we'll probably chat again sometime tomorrow. Okay.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Nate.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Cast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode.
See you at the next episode.